There's an increasing number of places that are now off limits in California with the fears of the coronavirus reaching heightened levels. But what about the grocery store? Produce aisle is filled with fruits and vegetables that may have been touched by someone else. How can you know about the hidden germs? We're going to talk to David Lazarus, Los Angeles Times business columnist on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline, wrote a column about it today. David, you looked into those who are in charge of food safety, and what kind of answers did you find out about the supermarket?
It's interesting because right now we're kind of a little bit ahead of the curve. There's not a lot of official information or official guidance on this, but the food safety experts I've spoken with, and I talked to some of the top people in the field, are all saying, yeah, this could be a thing. And specifically, let's emphasize that coronavirus is not a foodborne virus in the same way that salmonella or E. coli are foodborne illnesses. That said, if you go into the supermarket and you go into the produce section, you'll routinely see people picking up an apple or a tomato and then putting it back, maybe looking for a fresher one. Well, whatever they had on their hands is now on the outside of that produce. That's a potential pathogen that could reach you. Interestingly as well, the experts I spoke with said, you know, the produce aisle is one thing, but what really spooks them is the other part of the supermarket, like the salad bar or all the prepared foods that are just sitting out there under the sneeze guard, like pastas and things like that. Typically, they're going to have plastic tongs or plastic serving utensils so you can put it into a plastic container. Well, the experts point out nobody cleans those tongs or utensils throughout the day. They are just being touched by person after person, and that, too, is a very easy way that the coronavirus can be passed along. I tried to get some guidance from the Department of Agriculture. I tried to get it from the FDA. I couldn't get through on it to either one of those, but the experts say, look, here's the bottom line. When you buy fruits and vegetables, wash them as soon as you get home, and then wash your hands. If you're going to be using any of the serving utensils within the supermarket, disinfect or wash your hands immediately thereafter, and wash them again as soon as you get home. Basically, be on top of this, but I think a lot of people might not be aware of the fact that when they are now shopping for goods in the supermarket, they're running an obstacle course.
I get the sense in reading your story today, David, that this is new territory for a lot of the experts you're asking. I mean, this is just not something they've been asked before.
It's true. We just haven't really approached it like this. Now, obviously, there's been a lot of work into how influenza spreads or norovirus and then the other foodborne stuff like E. coli or listeria, sure. But this coronavirus, we've been so focused now on some of the other things, the cruise ships, the nursing homes, all these other very important vectors. The supermarket has kind of slipped through the cracks until I started asking questions about it. And now, I got to say, it's probably one of the most trafficked stories on the LA Times website at the moment, and it seems to be getting a lot of attention as ordinary consumers, ordinary shoppers sit up and think, oh, yeah, I've had that same experience. And in fact, I stopped by the supermarket myself just to see what my readers were talking about. I saw someone pick up an apple and then put it back, and then even more alarming, I saw somebody snacking on some grapes in the produce section. And you're just thinking to yourself, wow, I don't know whose hand that is. I don't know if it's clean. And someone's going to buy those grapes.
David Lazarus, Los Angeles Times business columnist.